Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Little Pony Talk. It is Friday, October 16th. I'm your host, Pandora Rose. This is my co-host,
Gato Calajero de Li Otro, Otra Vez? Otra Vez. That's Little Alley Cat, again.
An extremely long way to say your name.
Yeah, I do love that my name gets, you know, complicated with every place. Not like, you know, some people's name that have Rose in it, where it's like the same in every country. It does get more interesting.
Well,
Rose, Rosa, Rose.
Yeah, well, you know, and you can't all be special.
Yeah, I'm special, and we'll just leave it at that. In the interest of being politically correct, we'll leave it at that.
There we go. Sounds good to me. Well, you know, I have to say one thing. This has been one big, huge pony week.
Okay, well, tell us why.
Well, how about we yank the pony genie out of her teapot? And we can digress. What do you say?
Sure, let's do that.
Okay, here we go. Let me go grab the teapot here. Here we go. And let me start rubbing on it.
Hola, mis amigas.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. To ya.
We're about to digress.
We're
Are you
digressing?
Ready to digress?
All right,
digressing.
Do my wiggly thing.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, that's good for going back in time. How do you digress? Two steps forward, one step back?
No, we just jump right forward. Because, as I said,
to the
all
left.
Night.
And then I jump to the right. Put your hands on your hips. And bring
your knees
in tight. There you go. Desviar, I think is how they say it. Desviar. Okay. What are we digressing about with such enthusiasm?
It's been a great, big, huge pony week. Because
it really has.
Oh, it's been an awesome pony week. But I'm sure we might all be talking about it for different reasons. So
I think we're talking about the relaunch. How about you?
Are we talking about I have been watching it on my phone every night to fall asleep to?
Oh, my God.
I got a smartphone last month, and I had no idea it was going to be so handy.
Oh, you'll never go back to a dumb phone again.
Yeah, it's like a mini computer, but I do. I literally watch it every single night to go to sleep. It is so flippin' awesome. I am so shocked how flippin' awesome it is.
I know, I think, and I taped it on DVD, because, of course, you know, I'm gonna have the very first DVD series, because I'm going to have it all pre-taped, and I watched it. I was just sitting here going, oh, my God, what's going to come next, and then to be continued. I nearly freeze.
Yes. But you should tell them what exactly it is we are talking about for those in the pony world that are not 100% fully aware of what's going on.
Yeah, unless you've been living under a rock all week.
Right, you know, and it's possible.
So
it's possible.
For the benefit of our subterranean friends that might be listening, we'll
all 33 of them got out, though, so they might be aware.
Yes, we are. We are definitely talking
about.
Hey, how's
that for like, you said subterranean, we're in a Hispanic country, 33 subterranean Hispanic friends just got out.
Yay!
Or Latino, maybe, not Hispanic, but Latino.
If
anyway.
You didn't have a life, you were probably laying on the couch watching that on CNN. That was pretty much all they
had. No. It didn't matter. It was everywhere you went. They started like around midnight getting those guys out, and then like when I got up the next day to go to school, they were still getting them out. When I came home from school, they were still getting them out. When I went out to dinner, I saw it on the TV at the going out to dinner. They were getting the last of them out. That was just everywhere. It was awesome.
Yeah, Trax and I were in line at a car rental place. They got it on there. It's like everybody's watching it. Reminded me of when that little baby fell down the well down in Texas.
Oh yeah,
everybody
yeah.
Watched
Jessica.
That. Remember that?
Jessica.
Yeah,
baby.
Then
they wanted to
call
like Baby
M
or something. No, that was somebody else.
No,
anyway,
that was somebody else.
I'm going to surrogacy here.
Yeah, are we going
yeah, back to the 80s,
really
which is all about
matters.
My Little Pony, which brings us back up to date.
Right, let's talk about what really matters.
We are.
Back to the pony
we
show.
We are talking about, of course, the brand new series on the Hub, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic.
It is so awesome. You know when the brash, hardened, crusty around the edges pony co-host is like watching it every night before bed, it must be good.
The pony
crust.
Crusty, crabby.
It uncrusted you and melted your scabby little heart.
my scabby little heart.
Yeah.
Not as bad as my 40-year-old feet. Thank you.
Yes,
gosh,
is.
The visuals are just freaking me out.
I am very much sure. I think they have now really placed this above the 2 to 5 year old range.
And it has.
Yeah.
Hey guys, in the Toys R Us department, they have moved back to their rightful place next to the LPS. I saw them today.
Yes.
They had a new Toys R Us launching, and I went to check it out, and they're all back to where they belong. They are out of the toddler lane.
Hooray!
And they are. And the new line has launched, just like I said they would. They said they would do it at the convention every week. A new set of toys as they introduce a new set of characters.
Oh my God.
You knew the toys were going to be coming right away. I was surprised that they weren't there like the week before the show.
Right.
Instead, they waited the week after.
I went looking
I couldn't find the
new little the new set that they just came out with that doesn't have the combable hair. They're all plastic. But
they're
what I
plastic,
did find was a hat box. They called it a hat box of the G3.5s, a collection of G3.5s in a hat box, quote unquote. So they put out, yeah, well, actually, it's just a big, round, plastic zipper pouch.
Oh, I know what a hat box is.
I know, but it's not like, you know, when you think hat box, like, you know, Breakfast at Tiffany's or Easter Parade hat box. I mean, this is like big, vinyl, plastic, see-through, circular thing.
Full My Little Pony thing.
But full of My Little Ponies. Actually, I took a picture of it, and I'll send it to you guys. Because I was like, wait, it's a new product, but it's the 3.5s and it's the Core 7. So it must be kind of, bolt, you know, what do you call it, purging the last of their 3.5 stuff out.
Have you seen it? It has been announced on the TP. The new set has been found at certain Targets.
Right, and I looked at my Target and I looked at my Toys R Us and it's not where I'm at. Dang, I'm near the nation's capital, so I'm going to write the president and complain.
It's not too far away. If it's not at your Target yet, it soon will be. It wasn't at my Target last week either. I went looking.
It was
in
Maryland.
Because the new Princess Celestia, she looked very much like a Chihuahua.
Wait a minute, guys. It wasn't Maryland that someone found it.
Well, that's just dandy, but it wasn't my part of Maryland.
You know how big Maryland is?
There wasn't even a spot on the Target shelves that, like, said the product, you know, and then maybe it was empty because somebody wiped it out already. It just wasn't even in the Target. My Target had the new hat box thing and some other stuff.
Well,
at any rate, it's going to come. I might just pre-order everything online and save myself the trouble of trying to find things all over the freaking planet.
Oh, no. I am so going pony hunting this weekend. I told my mother we are going pony hunting, and at which point she goes, "Me, we, or you?" I said, "No, we. We can cover more ground."
Oh, God. Your poor mother. So let's
you
talk about a show. Yes, Mexico is being put on hold because this show has so many awesome moments. It's like, okay, big spoiler warning for anybody who's listening. If you don't want to know because you haven't seen it yet, well, then go watch it and then listen to our show later because I want to talk some details.
Oh, my God.
And you can't say because you're not in America that you couldn't see it because there's links for it on YouTube and you know what? Hasbro's been really great. The Hub's been really great. Nobody is, like, doing that whole copyright infringement and pulling down the videos. They've been up there, and I think they're just probably more than happy to get the press, you know, getting it out there.
Oh, yeah.
So as of right now, it's very easy to access the, unless, of course, you're in a country where you're not allowed to access YouTube or something, then you got another issue. But it's
well,
out there.
For now,
oh, my
just,
God. I love
you can just watch
that
it on
story.
YouTube.
All right, which one of you is going to talk?
Panda.
You go first.
No, it's okay.
You go first.
I'm a piece.
Go for it. Go for it. Go for it.
You're being rotted.
Go for it.
Come on,
go
Jeannie.
For it.
I
go
have nothing
for
more
it.
To say.
Well, we didn't hear it.
I said,
for now, you can go to YouTube or you can go to hubworld.com. And on hubworld.com, they'll tell you what channel to tune into. You know, you enter your zip code or whatever. And there's also a game, a Friendship is Magic game on hubworld.com, which is the main site, I think, of the Hub, the new, you know, it used to be Discovery Kids.
Okay. Yeah,
so that's
awesome. Like way more information than I was going to disseminate to everybody, so thank you.
But
I mean,
yeah,
actual useful information other than me yammering.
Well, we try. At least Pony Genie tries. Me, on the other hand, I just want to say, oh, my God, I loved the storyline.
Yes, how amazing was it that there was,
I mean, a
pony. Yeah. The main character is so not pony. She doesn't want to make friends. How cool is that?
I know. She's not technically antisocial. She's just very, you know, I need to do this. I need to get this done. Oh, my God, she is so me.
I just thought it was adorable that it was like, it wasn't like all cutesy bubbly. Like every pony that ever, you know, popped out is like automatically in love with everybody and everything. And she's like, gosh, no, I don't want to be bothered with this. I don't have time for this. And sorry, girls, got to go. And I was like, oh, my gosh, she doesn't feel she needs to make friends. That's so cool. I mean, that's so, like, she's actually got a unique personality that doesn't make her be everything all sunshiny and bubbly. And she's not mean or anything like that. It's just, again, it's that personality difference that, I mean, was not expecting to see them even entertain the concept of anything but bubbly. So that was awesome.
All the personalities are pretty unique. I liked Applejack. She's like country bumpkin character.
Applejack
family.
Oh my gosh, what is not
did
the
you
love
see,
I mean, about that family?
Did you not see Big Brothers there?
Oh yeah, three.
Yeah,
of them.
Wasn't like,
oh
like
I saw.
Wasn't like Mac Apple or somebody? Which one was the brother in the Applejack family?
Mac
you're
Apple.
The one who watches it every night.
And then, oh my God,
I keep falling asleep. It's making me so mad because as soon as they get to the Applejack family and, you know, they start going off on the whole, you know, this is Red Delicious and this is Golden Delicious and this is, you know, like Apple Floof and this is, you know, Caramel Apple.
Apple
this
Fritters
is
and this is
Apple Fritters and just going off on all these names.
Apple
I fall, it's so rhythmic, that's when I fall asleep. And I get so mad because I wake up right when they say, and Granny Smith. And I'm like, dang it,
I
missed the whole list.
Granny Smith.
Granny Smith made me laugh.
Yes, I did. I literally laughed out loud when they said Granny Smith, and that's when I knew that it was a good show. I was like, okay, now we're talking. Now we're where we need to be. But I do. I love just listening to him rattle off that list. And I think it is. I think it's like Apple Floof. I think it's the name of the little itty bitty Apple Jack family pony baby.
They left it open for so many different Apple characters in the future. I'm looking forward to this.
Yes, I know. I mean, and you know, I was even surprised that I liked some of the Core 7, the couple Core 7 that they had in there. I thought, you know, as soon as I see Rainbow Dash or Pinkie Pie, I want to pull out my hair. But I didn't. You know, I actually thought Rainbow Dash's character was cute and was not as annoyed. And I, you know, Pinkie Pie's little expression thing that she did, I actually thought was funny. And so I was like, wow, I mean, I'm not totally wanting to smash my television set. I'm so, so thrilled.
I am sure that's exactly what they were hoping that you would not do.
Well, I fully expected that I was going to be annoyed by any Core 7 appearances, because I absolutely loathe Core 7.
Well, you've got to figure they're going to have a few of them. They're going to have a few of them. Not a lot of them, but a few of them.
But I think they incorporated them in a way that wasn't as annoying. I mean, their personalities really are a lot more tolerable than I was expecting.
Yeah, and they're
Hold
not
on a minute,
making
you guys.
Main
I'll
characters.
Be back in a few minutes, okay?
All right, but hurry back, because we're going to talk about my other, like, favoritest character. Other than the one that I feel a kinship towards, Twilight Sparkle, is like
oh
me down at Mark. You know, that whole, pony.
No, that is me at work, okay? Seriously, I'm the one. It's
I don't
like,
think
okay,
I can have that
yeah.
giggle and even think you are Twilight Sparkle in any way, shape, or form.
You know, at work, everyone will just sit there and go, Amy, hello, Earth, what? What do you want? I'm busy here. I'm working. Can I get something done? But on the other side, I am friendly. I do make friends at work. So, you know.
You see, I'm pretty much the way you see me, hear me. I'm pretty much, well, I guess I'm a little nicer in person, but I don't know. I'm not even going to speculate on myself. I'll let other people do that. It's more fun.
Oh, you know, I thought it was quite funny. Sometime this week, we were sitting there talking, and my coworkers, because they've moved me to a new section, it's not really that far away, but I'm far enough away to where I'm not hearing most of the conversations. I've got one supervisor. We are always giving each other crap. I give it to him. He gives it right back. I mean, it's hilarious. We have everyone laughing on our team. And he goes, oh my God, it's been just so quiet. It's like, well, yeah, you've got me over here in Siberia. I can't hear half the stuff you're saying. So, you know, I can't throw anything back at you. So he goes, okay, that's it. I'm putting in for an immediate transfer of desks. So it's like, good, I want that one. So it's kind of like, you got to love me.
If you say so, I'll go with it, sure.
But yeah, I just loved the little Applejack family. That was just too cute. And as I said,
I think the entire pony community is petitioning that they make every single Applejack family member into an actual Applejack toy. I mean, we need the entire Applejack family. And if I don't see Granny Smith, I am gonna like seriously have a petition. I'm gonna be so mad.
I know, I just loved her. She was just so cute when she woke up and was like, huh, what? Oh, yeah, here's mine. You know, what are we doing? Why is everyone here?
Yeah, no, I was just like, oh, my gosh, that was the other thing. I was like, ponies that are not all the same exact age, you mean they age? You can have an old pony? So I kind of stepped out of some of those paradigms, if you will.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, they've definitely really have stepped up the game. Not everybody's all the same age. Well, except for baby ponies. But there you have a little itty-bitty little baby pony. And then you have baby pony. And then you have teenage pony. And then you have an adult pony. And then you have Big Brothers.
Yes, the Big Brothers, I want to see more. They really just hinted around about the Big Brothers quite a bit in the show, but I'm really looking forward to actually seeing them, which means, you know what, if they're on the show, there's a real good chance we're going to see them in toy form.
Yeah, because you know what? People asked them at the fair, and they did say they were not looking to produce them, but we never say never, and in this case, I think they're going to end up with a real big fan base of going, bring us the brothers, bring us the brothers.
Let's hope so.
I certainly do, because either that or we're going to see a lot of customizing of Big Brother ponies.
We're going to see it either way. You know, there's every single character that's on that show, whether they produce or not, is going to get customized.
Oh, yeah.
And
definitely.
Speaking of characters on the show, how flippin' adorable was Fluttershy? Okay?
Oh, my
That was
God.
Another one of those things, moments where I absolutely busted out laughing when she introduces herself and is completely inaudible or unintelligible, and it just gets worse and worse until she finally just squeaks. And I nearly lost it, when that happened. I was like, oh, my God, that has got to be the cutest thing on the world.
And then she sees Spike.
And loses it.
Oh, my God. It was like, you would have thought, like, something exploded in front of her or something, because she just becomes all excited, and you can definitely hear her at that point, and she's just oohing and eyeing and just everything over Spike, and he's just kind of like, oh yeah, I'm liking this, oh yeah, give me some more attention.
I think Spike is the only thing that I'm not 100% thrilled with. I mean, I really wanted to like him more than I do, because, come on, it's Spike, you know, and he doesn't absolutely irritate me, but he's not, like, something I'm like, oh, look, there's Spike again. I really was hoping he'd be cuter or just more charming or however. I don't know how you really want to put that. But, yeah, I'm not, like, bowled over by Spike.
I think maybe we need to let the show ride a little bit, see a few more episodes, see where they go with him, and probably see him develop a little bit more, but interacting with more ponies than just what he's already interacted with. Because you got to figure, he's interacted a little bit differently with each pony.
Mm-hmm. I don't like his voice.
Yeah, the voice is kind of, we can throw that right out the window.
I think, aside from, the personality aspects, I could probably get used to, but his voice, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
But if that's my biggest, complaint with the series, I mean, that's amazing. And I really like the style of the animation. Some comments that have been made on the boards are things like that they don't use their hooves like hands. They use them like real hooves. You know, when they're running around, they actually make gallop noises, and they actually act like intrinsically like ponies, at least, in an anatomical sense, outside of the whole unicorn, Pegasus stuff and the magic stuff. I mean, but just the actual anatomical abilities, they don't try and make it seem like they're just, like, picking these things out with, like, magical, amorphous paws or something.
Oh, yeah, definitely loving that. Dear Lord, we can't go on much further without the Pony Genie to come back.
Speaking of Pony Genie and magic, it kind of makes you wonder, there were a couple things that I noticed, and I'm not quite sure they'll probably go into this in more detail. For instance, where Twilight Sparkle comes from, it seemed like every pony she came across where she lived was a unicorn. So she must live, like, in unicorn, university or something like that. Because I kind of noticed everybody was a unicorn that she spoke to.
You've got to figure, it's more magic. And, unicorns have always been more associated with magic.
Well, that's not where I'm going. Because when she goes to the town, obviously, she meets the earth pony. She meets other unicorns. She meets other Pegasus, she meets Unipegs. So It's not.
Well, she doesn't meet Unipegs there.
Well, she will. Celestia is a Unipeg, and so we'll
find
that out.
No, she already knew Celestia. She already knew her.
Celestia is a kind of special case. I think she's going to actually be the only Unipeg. But I'm just talking about where she came from herself.
She's not. Remember that. She's not.
What, her sister?
Her sister.
Okay. I mean, all right, outside of the two celestial beings who kind of don't count, I'm just talking about, you know, the general denizens of, you know, what did they call it now? Ponyland, Pony World.
Alluria?
Is it Alluria?
Equestria.
There you go. That's an awesome name. That works. Equestria. Kind of makes you wonder why they didn't go with that a long time ago, huh?
It's just the very name implies that ponies are now horses again instead of being six-year-old girls in, you know, horsey equine bodies. They're actually back to being horses. They gallop and they run around and do horsey-type things.
We were talking about that while you were away from the phone, and one of the aspects is the fact that they actually use their bodies like horses. They don't have hands that can magically pick things up and turn pages. They actually use their nuzzle, they use their hooves, they use their anatomical features the way a horse would use them if a horse could have that kind of cognizance.
Yeah, they swish their tails and they're walking around on 4 feet again.
And I do like to have the gallop noises and stuff. So.
Oh, wait. We must say hello to Miss Gadiman, and we do have to let her into what we're talking about. Yes, we are talking about the new cartoon series, Upon the Hub, because, you know, that is what is right now the biggest news.
And very exciting. I can't believe how much I like it. When I first saw it, the very first show, you know, the first couple minutes, I was like, okay, what's going on? Kind of getting the feel for it. By the end of the show, I was completely hooked. And then it was like Napoleon Dynamite. The next day, I was like, oh, my gosh, I have to watch that again.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I haven't gotten a chance to rewatch it only because just work has just, of course, bogged me down again. But I have tomorrow off, which means... And goes the DVD, and goes the play button, 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 until I wear out the DVD before I take the next episode.
I'm telling you, you're going to wind up falling asleep when you hit the Applejack clan, because it's such a rhythmic lineup of names that I'm out. Applejack comes along, I'm so mad every time, too. I'm like, dang it, I want to see the whole thing. So I got to, like, not watch the episode at bedtime, maybe, and
you
try
to watch the whole thing, because, I mean, the last scene is, like, the best with Nightmare Moon.
Oh, my God. That part was just, like, oh, my God. But let's move backwards in time before we hit the end, and let's talk about Rarity, who looks like Majesty.
No, she looks like G1 Sparkler.
Oh,
there you go,
Sparkler and Glory, like, together, combined. She's got, like, Glory's hair, Sparkler's bod.
And...
Go. I don't like her all that much. I thought she was the prettiest, I guess, when I saw seeing the images. But, again, I'm sure I like her better maybe as they present her more. But right now I just find her to be a little too snooty for my taste.
Oh,
yeah,
she's like the glamour gal.
I know,
yeah.
But I've never been attracted to that kind of character. I mean, in Oliver and Company, you know, you had the frou-frou poodle and, you know, who was all about, you know, being high society or, you know, and there's always that character in so many cartoons that has, like, the princess complex. And I've just never particularly been very fond of it. Because they tend to just be, you know, unless
annoying.
They can make this one a little bit friendlier, a little bit more, I don't want to say down to earth, but approachable. Right now, I just find them to be so put-offish.
Again, with the show is just starting, so, you know, they're just introducing the characters.
Okay.
So, again, we have to look at character development as the show goes on.
That's true, but, you know, there is a chance that maybe somebody at Hasbro is actually listening to our show, and this is just another way for them to get the feedback that they may be needing.
There you go. But is it me, or did I hear the name Moon Dancer?
Oh, yeah, you did hear the name.
Yes, you did. Apparently she won't be getting that teddy bear.
There is a Moon Dancer.
In Equestria, which means she is most likely a unicorn. So you know the moment she is premiered, and if they make her into a toy, you know I'm going to be at the store the next day waiting at dawn.
Oh, but Santa, what if she turns out to be a Pegasus? Will you still want her?
I'll still love her anyway.
She's a Moon Dancer. I don't know. She's got to get up to that moon somehow.
I don't care. As long as she is a Moon Dancer, I will be at the store at dawn bugging the guys. Is she out yet? 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 Is she out yet?
Get it. We got it.
Until I get it. Until I get at least half a dozen of her.
Oh, at least you've got a limit there.
To start with.
Well, you want to talk about limits, guys. If you go online to the places where you can pre-order all this stuff and you put it all in your cart, it's going to be $200 just for the starters, just for the stuff they have right now that you can pre-order. It's already up to $200. All right? We're all going to be broke again. Remember when the G3s came out, and then at the height when they were just producing four or five of these suckers a week, and they literally were. I mean, I'm not just exaggerating. They were coming out with, like, a new set of four every week for a period of time there. And because of that problem, she couldn't afford to keep up. And
that
you started picking favorites.
2006.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about when I started collecting.
That's about it. When they were coming out with the birth flowers, and that was the year of the crystal princesses and some other stuff was going on that year. And it just could not keep up. Could not keep up anymore. But,
oh, yeah, every time I went to Walmart, it was like, oh, my God, there's four more. And my mother was just staring at the cart going, oh, dear Lord.
Yeah, but see, the rest of us had already been doing it at that point for 3 years. We're like, gosh, I mean, we loved having the new ponies, but okay, you know, now we're broke. Slow down a little bit.
Every store, remember that? Every store had an exclusive. There was a KB exclusive,
yes.
Walmart exclusive.
Yep. There were stores you never heard of. Thanks, Maynard, for freaking putting out a pony that now costs a ridiculous amount of money. Two ponies, rather.
Some Midwest store that only Panda has.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't have that set. Even when that set first hit, they was still going for like 40 or 50 bucks easily, just right off the bat. There was never a time when you could get it cheap.
Didn't it bring us all together, though, you know, the whole finding these stores?
Definitely. Everybody, you know, hey, I've got a Target here, and I'll ship there. I was shipping things overseas to people that didn't have our U.S. stores. It was good.
I talked to people that I ordinarily wouldn't have talked to, except they lived in a state where one of these stores was, and I made new friends because of this.
Definitely.
Put ponies only in specific exclusive areas. Now, I made friends in the Midwest due to that. I made friends on the West Coast.
I had gotten into a burnout stage through part of that, so I didn't take as much advantage, although I did make new friends through that experience. But I guess what I'm getting back to with the whole thing is it's about to start up again, and it seems like they're going to just go full bore right into it. Because if it's already $200 at the start, if you want to get everything that they're planning on putting out that first month, and you've only touched the first initial characters, haven't even gotten into the, what they say, 40 unique characters, I think we're all going to be really, really broke. And it's going to be a matter of a huge inundation. It's a feast or famine all of a sudden for us.
Bring it on. Bring it, Hasbro.
Oh, yes. I will be there.
The G1. Oh, man, speaking of G1s, I totally dropped the ball today, guys. I was not paying attention to my eBay auctions, and somebody got a magenta satin and lace for $33.
Holy.
Because I was not on the ball. I forgot to set up my auction, and oh well. But I am also looking forward to being broke. I did get my final Sister's Day out for the newborn cuties. which I believe is going to be the last of the newborn cutie stuff we're going to save.
Oh, you
so
found
now I have. Yes, I have the strange beetle Boodaloo, who has no mane and no tail. She's
weird.
She's Fetal Scootaloo. I mean, she's
isn't
just...
Because
if the big sister is newborn, then what the heck is she? She's got to be fetal.
She's an unborn.
She's an unborn, fetal.
A preemie?
But I got her. I got her and her big sister with the barf bag that she gets carried around in. And their little stroller. I mean, it's an adorable set, but wow, talk about just strange. Okay, just strange. But yes, now I have all my newborn cuties. I can... rest easy at the nursery, and now I have to make, you've been to the pony room, I have to make a whole new place for the new influx.
Oh, yes.
And I'm freaking.
Go above the window.
What I'm thinking is the area where I have all the designer ponies right now, in the house thing, where the boxes are at, I'm thinking of maybe taking those out and just putting up a whole setup play area right there for all the new guys.
Yeah, maybe
that'll probably be what I'll do.
On the wall. Can you put little hooks in the wall and hang the boxes up?
Well, the
on
boxes
the wall?
Don't have little things to hang off of.
Just
you have
get
to like
thread and thread.
And so you'll have to rig them somehow for them to be able to be hung up. But
yeah,
right now it looks like
that's
where they're going.
Kitten, come in here and eat, sweetie.
Yeah, thread underneath the top of the box where that flap is and shoot it out the other side and then you know, bring it in both ends together, tie a knot, bang, you got a little hook that doesn't show up.
There you go.
That's genius. I'm not sure why I didn't think of that. But you have solved my dilemma. Thank you very much. Now I just got to find the wall space on top of the window. Didn't you just say on top of the window?
Well, somewhere.
Uh-oh, somebody's pocket dialing.
But, yes, all the boxes are, like, roughly the same size, like 10-inch square or whatever. They'll look cool together. You can group them all together and do, like, a little geometric squares design pattern.
They'll probably
or
go above the window or maybe above the door. I don't know. Anyway, thank you so much for that obvious but wasn't obvious to me stroke of genius that now I know what to do with them.
It's always that way. You never know what to do with your
I didn't put
it
in
somebody
the,
else to come in their eye.
Post it?
That's it.
I'm sorry, I'm mashing around here. I totally missed what you said.
I don't even feel like I'm being listened to here. I'm talking and I don't feel like anyone's listening to me.
Hey, I listened to you. I told you how awesome you were and thanked you for giving me the idea. I just got distracted by feeding my child.
She did. She got distracted. She did thank you, though. And Ms. Ganiman says, whatever you do, don't hang pony packaging by their provided hook.
Of course not.
Thank you, Mrs. G. Because we all know what
thank
happens
you.
If you do that.
Not a good
that?
Idea.
What happens?
It ruins their little hookies. It makes
them
bag.
Sometimes the hook just comes completely off, or it rips, or it detaches from
that's
the packaging.
Worst case scenario. If it detaches, that's just a sad thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I have G1 ones that have been hung up and they've been stabbed onto things that were never meant to hold them, so their hanging loops, for lack of a better word, are all screwed up and misshaped.
But even with the plastic ones, now I do have some of the plastic ones hung up. I do break some of that cardinal rule, but there are some of them that don't weather that very well, and the plastic will snap. And I guess on the ones on the art boxes, because of the way it's adhered to the box, I guess some of them can actually detach.
My treasure box totally disintegrated when I tried to hang it up.
There you go. So I guess, there's going to be issues.
So what disintegrated?
Hidden Treasures packaging. It, like, warped in on itself, and the lid, the top broke off. The roof of it is also partly on the back, and it's partly the front. It's like a big, like, loop-over thing. So it all got messed up when I tried to hang it up.
Okay.
Yeah, and now the sides don't join with the roof properly anymore. There's, like, big gaps.
Yeah, you know, each type of packaging has its own challenges. There are some packaging that I've been pretty successful being able to hang up just as it is, and then there's other packaging not so much, so...
That's okay.
That is good to know. Especially for the G2s that I have that are still mint on cars.
Now, that's not all of them. I mean, some of them you can hang up without any problems whatsoever. So it's just you got to be aware of which ones you're working with.
Oh, yeah. Small and light is very helpful. If it's big and heavy and on a card, it tends to get beat up more.
Right. Yeah, those bigger sets that have the stuff going on in them, like the hidden treasure thing, and some of those, yeah, they're not so great for hanging up.
No, those plastic walled boxes that don't have cardboard roofs or proper corners, they're the worst.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't hang those up anyway. Those came right off the packaging. They came home and they came out.
Yeah, I know
really
that when I get the
way. I condone opening everything just because, you know, they're toys. You're supposed to be able to handle them.
I can't wait to open up the new sets. You know, I'm looking at like the Applejack tree and all the other little sets and the carriage and stuff like that they have. And I'm already planning my village. You know, I can't wait to open them all up and play with them. So
I ain't buying these plastic haired ones. They gotta have combable hair.
No, they are. I'm talking about the ones with the combable hair.
Yeah, the combable hair ones for sure.
Right, they're the ones that actually have like the village kinds of stuff with the trees. And I'm not talking about this initial little get to know you set with the that's all plastic.
Yeah, that's like a Ponyville thing. No, these newer ones, they look much cooler.
Yeah, these other ones that have the combable hair and they have these, I can't remember what the sets are called offhand.
It's on the TP, just or the Ponyville.
I'm clipping coupons right now. I ain't got time to get on the TP. Come on, priorities. Welcome, sweetie. Do you want anything else? But yeah, okay.
What's really sad is
what's really sad.
Oh, thank God I didn't lose you guys. Well, it's really sad. We're talking ponies here, and I'm making God, don't you just hate it when you know what you're taking and making and you can't say it? I'm sitting here making a placemat, and we're talking ponies.
And I'm clipping coupons. And did you know there's a such thing as magnetic fee therapy for only $9.97 with free shipping? Boy, whatever happened to the good coupons? Now they're like
and
all
me,
these
I
like
have
magic
no life,
bras
I'm
and
not
shock
doing
absorbers.
Anything except broadcasting right now. You guys all have other stuff going on. I'm all like here trying to talk about.
Well, yeah, I am. I mean, but you see, this isn't one of those things that I really need to be online to be researching as much. You know, we're talking about the show and our, you know, what we liked about the show and things like that. Once we get into the nitty gritty, if we ever get to Mexico today, then I'll have to be online and actually, you know, not doing all this other stuff that I'm doing.
Well, I'm all for going to Mexico whenever you guys are ready.
Well, does that mean we have to stop talking about the really cool new show?
Are we actually done? All right, I was about to say, are you actually saying we're actually done talking about that already?
Hey, I've been very quiet, Panda.
Yeah, speaking of you being very quiet, what thoughts do you have?
Oh, yeah.
We did a lot of talking about it while you were away from the phone.
Has anyone made a custom yet of Nightmare Moon?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, it's just a matter of time. I expected to see one the very next day. I mean, come on. It's been
right?
Like a week already, people. Where's all
the customs? I did see people using her as an avatar already.
Yeah,
I know. They're already, yeah, they are so using.
Everybody's like already like trying to be hurry up and clasped on because you know once you've claimed it, you know it almost becomes like a no-no for somebody else to claim it. You know, it's like you're gonna see like the Nightmare Moon people duking it out right now as to who really gets to like claim that. You know, who's gonna do the most with it? Who's gonna be associated with it the most?
Well, I got one in the design phase. I can't give you an actual finish date, but I know some people work really fast. They can bang out a custom in, like, a day.
Right.
I'm expecting to see the first one, and that's what, really, everybody's going to remember the first one. Oh, I made the first one. People, every year, the first Halloween custom is up. Oh, the first Christmas one is up. Oh, you know.
Speaking of customs, you know what I was totally bummed about? There was a custom from Dark Horse
that had been, she had sold to somebody, I guess, in the past, and this person had to unfortunately part with it, so they put it up on eBay, and it was named Sienna, and I couldn't buy it because it was like $220.
Wow.
Oh, what's in a name? Just buy yourself a pretty custom on eBay for whatever budget you want. Name
it was just
Sienna.
It was just the thought. It was just like, oh, look, there's a pony named Sienna. That, you know, in all actuality, it wasn't my cup of tea anyway. It was one of the ones with the huge, huge, like, crazy wings that, like, probably weigh 10 pounds, which, you know, artistically I think is great, but it's a little much for my taste. I mean, it's beautiful, but too much for me. It's just the fact that it was named Sienna that I was like, oh! So... But it was spelled with two N's, not one. So it was all right. But I just thought I'd mention that. Give Dark Horse some free advertising like she needs it, obviously, if she can sell things for $220. She won't need my help.
Boy, I wish I had a custom I could sell for $220. I'd like to make a custom like that. Maybe if I start now.
Maybe you'll have it done by the next convention when you're dragged down here by me, kicking and screaming
yeah.
if you are not going to try and go.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want people to be saving up to buy my custom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, darn. See, I'm getting ready to cut up a pineapple, and I was really hoping it was going to say made in Mexico, but it's made in Panama. I guess that's just going to have to be close enough.
Oh, well.
Or product of, not made of, made in, but, you know, product of.
I think last week we did all the collector's ponies, right? We covered ponies from Mexico that in the collector's pose.
Did we cover them all? Panda,
yep.
Did you bookmark or put a little sticky next to what we last covered in that?
I'm sure yep. she did.
I will always do. Let me see. Let me pull it up and...
Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I just can't. I have to cut this pineapple up before it is no longer good. And I really like pineapple, and I don't want that to happen to my pineapple.
So I
will have to be flying blind here for a while.
Looks like we are up to Earth ponies.
So what did we cover last week? Just the first six or eight?
Yeah. I do believe that's
the one. You remember? You were there.
I was there, but I'm, you know, just wanting a recap. Sometimes I don't fully pay attention. I know that's shocking to hear.
We talked about such famous personalities as Cotton Candy and Bluebell.
Oh, yes. It's all coming back to me now. Because, you know, we've
same
never
old,
talked about
same
that.
Same old, go for the new book.
Yeah,
and,
just
that
they have so many. They have, like, four subtle
one,
variations of
Lily,
each one.
Lily something and Orican were the two different companies. Lori,
right.
Lily Letty. Letty Lori.
Lily Letty.
Something like that. It was one company, and Orican is the second. And,
yeah.
Sometimes the ponies have slight differences between the varieties.
Right on. Yes, I remember it all very clearly now, as if it were just last week.
All right.
I think we're done talking about the show now.
Unfortunately.
We can talk about it more next week. There's another episode coming.
Yes, it's taking forever. I mean, it's not going to be this week. I guess it's going to be next week for the next episode. They're giving this one a full 2 weeks to sink in.
No, it's going to be this week coming up. Hold on.
I thought I heard that the next installment wasn't until next week. They were giving it a full 2 weeks.
So that they can rerun it a bunch of times.
Right, get everybody really on board.
Well, I haven't heard anybody dislike it yet. I've heard a lot of different opinions of the show, and they all seem pretty positive to me. Everybody had something that they liked about it. Even if they didn't care for the style of the animation, like the actual way they're drawn, but they did like the writing. They liked the plot, and they liked the characterization.
Yes, there was a lot to like, you know, and I'm a pretty critical person. And even I was pleasantly surprised. So I'm guessing Candace disappeared to try and find out what was going on with the programming this week.
Yes.
So, while we wait for her, and we'll continue to talk about the show just another moment or two before we get into Mexico, what were your, what was a particular favorite part or two? Do you have a favorite character or anything like that?
Oh, Nightmare Moon by far. I'm all about Nightmare Moon. Can you hear me all right, by the way? I'm using different equipment this week, and I don't hear myself
very never
known. Well.
Never
okay,
would have known. You sound
as long
perfectly
as I'm
fine.
Through fine. Good. I sort of lost my phone today, so I'm using a replacement that's been laying in my drawer for about 3 years.
That's not good. So, Nightmare Moon's your girl, huh?
So I'm a little emotional about it, so if I'm quiet, it's because I'm mourning for my cool phone that had all my photos in it, all my people. But
so,
enough about that.
Maybe, you know, I left my phone.
I deactivated it.
I left my phone at Olive Garden like a week or two ago, and I thought, oh, gosh, there it goes. It's gone, because it was like a brand new, you know, just came out a month or two ago phone. And, hey, they were actually honest. It was there for me the next day. I was so impressed.
No.
I
didn't.
You have to wait another week, don't
you, Amanda? Face to face, so I did it on the air so that I knew I saved from being scolded. I've been so worried to stick about it.
You know, hey, we'll send out those good pony genie vibes, you know, in return, and perhaps it shall make amends, fix
Aww.
Itself.
I hear pony genie vibes being played. Thanks, guys.
I gotta wait a whole week.
Yep, I told you so. See, now I knew that for a week, so it made it a lot easier. Had I been in your position, however, I would think this news would be crushing right now. I was expecting it this week, and I just found out I had to wait another week. I might be like, oh, no, but, you know, I knew it was coming. I'm good.
I don't like this.
I know you don't. It's okay. Don't worry. We're sending down food and water.
I don't think I could survive until next week, and what really stinks is I've got someplace to go next Sunday, so I won't be at home for the next episode.
It's okay. If you don't have DVR, you can catch on YouTube like 30 seconds afterwards. I mean, come on. We as a community have bonded. We've got people covered.
Yes, we share the love in our community, and we have the technology.
I guess I'm going to have to watch this episode over and over and over and over and over again until I wear out this just started DVD.
If I can do it, so can you.
If I could get to my computer, I could tell you a site that is being dedicated to all the series. I believe it's run by Gus365 from the TC.
I was wondering who was going to be the next up-and-comer for...
Her site is going to be the new hub for all things series related. She's already got all the information for the G1 cartoons up, episode by episode.
I'm kind of surprised that there wasn't like, you know, so far there hasn't really been a conflict. I don't know if you've noticed, but like every time when we had the G3s come out, we had the G3.5s, we had the Ponyvilles, whatever it is that keeps popping up, in general, the community is not really overlapping itself too bad. You know, you're not seeing, like, five people all trying to get a show, or a site, rather, up to kind of, like, corner the market. There's a lot more, like, wow, you know, it's already being done, and there's not, like, five people trying to announce they have a website for this?
No, I think our community is mostly older folks who understand the dynamic. You know, when somebody makes something, it kind of sort of becomes their little niche, you know. Or if they're not doing it well, somebody else will make a different site.
I think that's it. Maybe they kind of give whoever comes to the scene first, kind of give them a fair shot at doing it right.
Give them a chance to run with it, and if they don't run with the ball, then it's kind of open season. Somebody else
right, yeah, or they, you know, fill in some of the gaps. You know, for whatever may be missing, and I find that to be a rather admirable thing about how there isn't a whole lot of toe stepping that goes on.
No.
It happens, don't get me wrong, but for the most part, not as much as you would expect.
When we get to a certain age, we sort of realize that we don't own anything that when it comes to My Little Pony. It's all fan-based, so we don't get our noses out of joint. We approach it with idea of sharing. That said, if somebody else starts commenting,
sharing and caring,
I'll tear their tails out.
Yeah, right? Somebody starts copying our show. I don't know.
Someone comes and, take screenshots of all my issues that I scanned and I uploaded myself and starts making a new site. It's war. No, I'm only kidding. But you know how it is. We share the burden of information sharing. We're not totally in it to stroke our egos. We're really not.
I am.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? What do you think I show up for every week?
I show up every week just for the fun.
Now, don't make me into the bad guy here. Honestly, when this all started, I did not think I was still going to be around in a year. So this is an amazing thing. I mean, it has become a part of me. What can I say?
Hey, I didn't think it was going to make it past the first episode. So, I'm very
well.
Happy.
For the first 20 minutes that I was online waiting, I didn't think you were going to make it either.
About that first episode, that infamous first episode, is there a way you could archive that?
It is archived.
The way that it doesn't come up first anymore?
It shouldn't.
What
do you
mean archive? Where does it come up first at?
Didn't it come up first in iTunes? Or I know it doesn't.
I think iTunes just does it numerically in order no matter what you do. I don't think you have much control over that.
No, it's
I know it's unfortunately, it's a very unfortunate thing. I mean, I hate to think that anybody really is going to judge the show by that one episode, that very first episode, because, as entertaining as it is, it's not really a good example of what our show has become.
Yeah, it's not a fair representation of what the show is today. It's humble roots, But people naturally want to start at the beginning. Because they don't want to feel like they missed anything. So, I guess you guys answered the question then.
I think if there's a way, what you might do, Panda, because this is one of those things, I'm glad you brought it up, Jeannie, because it's been one of those things that's kind of bothered me. As we get new listeners, and we get them all the time, it's amazing how many times, you come on and people are like, oh, there's a pony show? And like, yeah, where you been for the last 16, 17 months? But... Yeah,
I'm still telling people too, and they say, "Oh, really?"
Yeah, I mean,
that's why you can hang out on Friday nights, Kara.
every week, she puts the post up on the general boards. Hey, this is what this week's show is about. And it's still amazing. Just some people just have a certain tunnel vision. They look for keywords, and I guess it just goes right by them. But if there's a way to go in and modify maybe the description of, say, the first show that. To say, hey, this is the first show, not necessarily the best representation of what our show is today. Just something to give an idea, like, hey, don't give up on the first show. The first show has its own merits, but it isn't, you don't want to scare anybody away because of it. If that makes sense, not.
If I
do
that,
have the explicit lyrics warning box. If you could put something that looks like an explicit lyrics box on that show, but instead of explicit lyrics, parental warning, just put goofy as hell.
Goofy.
So you warn people.
I just a way to tell them in a nice way, that, hey, yes, come on, the very first show was really not.
If I change anything, it will actually do something to the actual episode and kind of change it to a point that it's going to ruin things.
Well, we don't want it getting bumped, if you get to edit it.
It'll ruin things if you try to just editing the description, it'll ruin something?
Something about editing it will change something on it.
Really?
Yeah.
He's saying let sleeping dogs lie, or sleeping ponies, or something like that.
Oh, well. But I know we have like 600 people that have dared to listen to that first episode. And, hey, you know, some of our other recent shows have really kicked off more than you would have expected them to. So we still have hundreds of people downloading every week, despite our humble beginnings.
And every show is like, you know, a different topic, you know. It's not like a serial thing, you know. I mean, some things continue, like the main topic of conversation will continue from week to week.
Oh, yeah, it's something that cannot be, it's not set up every, some shows on Blog Talk, okay, yeah, they're set up as recurring. This is going to be what the subject is. It's going to be this, 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 and this. Everything is basically the same thing every single week. Whereas ours, I mean, everything has to be manhandled every week.
Manhandled, that's what
manhandled.
I like to hear.
Hello.
Where do I sign up?
If I have to actually manhandle and actually go in there and say, okay, the show is going to be at this time, it's going to be on this day, it's going to be for this amount of time, and it's going to be this keyword, this keyword, this keyword, this keyword. It's like...
You know, I'm sure everybody is absolutely enthralled with the internal mechanisms of what we do for the show, but maybe we should actually talk about something they want to hear about.
Like ponies from Mexico.
You think maybe we should go there?
I think we should. Vámonos a México, mis amigas. Ándale.
Yeah, it's a shame we don't have, like, some sort of, like, you know, Spanish... you know, style music or something to be playing in the background right now. Panda, come on, you really should have been prepared.
Oh, not bad.
I was thinking guitar or something, you know.
That's almost as bad as this is evil now.
Hey, you know, you didn't specify, and you know, I go with what I have here. Okay.
Okay. You know what? I'm not going to encourage things like this. Let's just get there.
But yes, next week, if we could have a nice soundbite of a Spanish guitar or something like that, that would be very nice.
Sans any qué bueno en Mexico.
This is Pepe Gonzalez. You are listening to. My Little Pony Talk. Yeehaw, yeehaw. That's what we'll get if we don't specify.
Yeah, we're going to be really clear on the request.
We'll be regretting that we said anything at all. But we are up to Ponies of the Earth. Our beautiful wingless, hornless wonders from the great country of Mexico.
Yes,
Panda
yes,
finishes
yes.
her drink. She'll start with whoever's first on the list.
First up,
you do that.
First up is Miss Bowtie.
Ooh.
She is a blue-gray, pink hair, blue eyes, white freckles, and pink bow ties is her symbol. But am I seeing a little bit of blue in her hair, or is that just a parting of her hair? Look at her body.
I'm doing the dishes. Somebody else is going to have to verify that information. Do you have Kit Kat and what's-her-face's Pep site pulled up?
Yeah. Pep site doesn't show any blue in the hair at all. I mean, her ear is sticking through the mane. Maybe you're seeing a touch of blue ear, but pink
maybe.
Long
That's my
hair. Hair down to the floor. So that means that she was a curly-haired pony at one time.
Hey, why don't you give them the addresses for Pep's site and Kit Kat's, our Pony Guru site,
okay,
just as a nice little reminder.
Our friends, if you want to air online, go to www.MexicanPonyParadise.com. That's Peppermint Truly's site, my friend Karina. She is an expert. She is from Mexico originally. She knows all about these Mexican ponies, and they are the love of her life and her passion. So all photos and content on the site are written by her. Next, ponyparadise.com and go to information. If you want to visit Kit Kat Vintage's site, it's photography, and that URL is www.kitkat, that's K-I-T-K-A-T, vintage.webs.com. And then just click to view her collection.
Which she has wonderful pictures from all over the world. She's a big Nirvana collector. So, and of course, Amy, what's the site that we use as a general starter off guideline?
It is Where the Rainbow Ends at www.intothesea.com/mylittlepony.
All right. We are all on board.
We're all logged in, and we're all on the same pages. So skipping around here, no, I'm not seeing any blue in Bowtie's mane. I just see pretty pink hair, like the Bowtie we all know and love, except, like Anna mentioned, she's kind of grayish looking.
Did you guys know that in my little motion avatar, that's Bowtie falling out of the trash can?
Yep, we do.
Yes, I did.
We didn't know how many get caught that.
Oh, no,
we
we're observant like that.
Yeah,
it was
your
a big
catch
deal.
Trying to get her out on the trash can.
When you got that Blinky, that was a very big deal because it was a long time in the making.
Yes, it was. I had the concept for that Blinky about something like 8 to 10 years ago, and never really got around to getting it commissioned out. And then the person who was doing those type of Blinkies had a rather tumultuous end departure from the pony community, and then. Nothing really came up to take the place, so I had to do quite a bit of hunting and searching for somebody to do that for me, and Rizback stepped up to the plate and hooked me up. But all right, I digress. That's our Scrabble word of the day. Let's go back to the Mexican ponies, and it's Bowtie. And, oh, hey, you know, Bowtie has a really soft spot for quite a few of us because Kit Kat has her traveling Bowtie, which is
oh,
not
yes,
Mexican.
Yes.
But, again, another one of those, yeah, Bowtie is a very popular gal on the My Little Pony talk show.
Oh, yeah.
She's everywhere. And a lot
she
of
is.
Her, just, you know, she's today's colors that she is. She's a good old Bowtie.
Yeah, you don't
so
see you don't see her changing a whole lot when she
no,
goes to different countries.
No, she doesn't turn red or green or gold or anything like that.
Yeah, I can only think of one or two... I can think of two variants of her off the top of my head, which just says there really aren't that many of her.
I believe Italian is one and maybe Greek.
Right, and then you do have, like, the sitting bow tie, the Brazilian sitting bow tie, and then
oh,
you have
course,
the Colombian
Brazil.
Bow tie. So that's about it, and, you know, that's, you know, not very common. Two of those are not very common. Well, actually, none of them are very common, except maybe the Italian one's kind of common. Isn't there a forward-facing bow tie, too? Is that the Italian one?
That's the UK.
That's the UK. So, yeah, but still, I mean, the colors, you know, stay the same except for the Greek and Brazilian and Colombian. But compared to, like, other ponies that have been around the world and had as many variations as they've had, I think bow tie is one that stays relatively consistent.
Not to gloss over the fact that sometimes her hair is magenta, and sometimes it's really light pink. Sometimes her body is darker blue or lighter
right.
blue. These are all
that's
very
subtle variations, though. We're not talking about a drastic departure.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Of course, I might be focusing more on this just because she's one of my original faves.
There is something interesting that... wasn't mentioned on Into the Sea about Mexican bow tie. It's that, you know, she's in the shy pose, right? What we call
oh, yeah, the pose, shy pose.
But what's interesting is that she has flat feet.
Oh, really?
I don't have a picture of this to back it up with, but according to our Mexican expert, this pony has nothing written under the hooves, and she has flat feet. This being a concave hoof mold, I'm imagining that they must have filled the hooves in with something to flatten them out. Anyway, Tep, if you're listening, maybe you want to call in tonight.
Ooh, you could.
come and flip over your pony. Kit Kat Vintage, I know you got one of these pretty girls. If you wouldn't mind flipping over your pony and telling us about her feet, we're all ears.
Yeah, way to call out our buddies. Why don't we just call them up right now? All right?
Nice.
Why even bother waiting for them to call in? Somebody get them on the phone.
Hey, guys, I have wonderful news.
Hmm?
What's that?
My phone has been found. I just
got a message. Pony Genie Magic is really working fast these days.
It was found on a job site that I was at today.
Somebody just like sent you information that it was found just now?
Yeah, someone just sent me a text who had my number and they just found
that
it.
That is awesome.
Call me. And, you know, I have to thank for it my good pony friend, So Silver, because they identified it by the phone bling charm that was hanging off of it. It's very
That's great. That's great. You see, being a pony aficionado has its benefits.
Oh, yeah.
Ponies
so,
have saved
guys,
the day yet again.
I got to take this other call real quick because they're trying to get me about my phone, so I'll talk to you in a minute.
All right, you go on and we shall go on. Who's next?
Okay, up next is Miss Posey.
Ah, lovely. Tell me about her while I make my way to the computer.
She is dark yellow with light pink hair. And her symbol, of course, is her pink tulips with green stems. And she looks like she's going to go for a walk.
Oh, so is she basically the same as her U.S. counterpart?
Yes, it looks like she is her same, as always, taking a walk in the tulips. Tiptoeing through the tulips.
Well, is there no... Is there nothing particular we can say about her? Is she prone to the fading pink hair, or is she safe from that?
I'm trying to determine that from this photo. Her hair looks pinkish, but her mane looks pinkish, but her tail looks a bit whitish.
Well, then that means that she probably has fading pink issues, it seems like.
Yes, it does.
Sounds like there's a good likelihood of that possibility if you're seeing a color variation.
Because it may just be the picture. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see if we can find additional photographs to enlighten us. Let's see. Okay, well... Kit Kat does not have one. So let us go to the Mexican Pony Paradise. Mexi Pony Paradise. Earth, Unis, and Pegs. Let's get down to her. Oh, yeah, she's got fading hair syndrome. The flowers are a little bit bigger, somewhat rotated. Colors a bit brighter, a bit darker. But, yeah, on Pep's site, her hair is a very, very, very pale pink. So it looks like she suffers from the fading pink hair as well. Unfortunately, not much we can say about her, so I guess we should just go to the next one.
Up next is Miss Peachy Keen.
And she looks kind of cool in her Mexican variety.
Oh, yes, this time
almost looks like a different pony.
Oh, yes, she is not peach, but she is pink with lavender hearts as her symbol and light pink hair.
Yeah,
but
I think she looks pretty darn cool, actually.
And it's not that fading pink hair. It's actually pink.
Let me go to rainbow. Oh, wrong site. Hold on.
No, wait.
Yeah, no, it's like a very interesting... It's real, and no, it is prone to fading.
Also says her hair is texture is coarse, so it may be more like the
sun dazzle sunshine pony stuff.
instead of turning darker, it turns white and never changes back.
Orican, that's the one that we're talking about right now.
Orican,
they had a super long hair one. That's the light pink hair, which is prone to fading, and the texture is pretty coarse. I think it's probably more like maybe the texture of the Pretty Pony, if you're looking at it.
Okay. It's been so long since I've had a Pretty Pony. Yeah, I remember having. Okay, I remember now.
But then we have Lily Letty's symbol. This one is Bigger Heart. And she had white hair, but it might be just...
But it sounds to me like it's another fading pink thing. You can't have light pink / white hair. You know, that's pretty much a telltale right there. No.
One, it says here... Lily Letty may have white hair, but it might be fading pink hair, but it's still to be determined and confirmed.
Right. Yeah, you know, we've been wrong, or should I say I've been wrong before. Occasionally there is the rare occurrence of it's really supposed to have white hair and it's not faded. But, you know, until you get confirmation, I think generally people lean towards the it's faded hair. But, you know, I don't know why it's just... Peachy is just one of those ponies that, regardless of how many there is, she's just, oddly enough, I've never really, I like her. I like Peachy. I don't know. She's just simple, sweet. Kind of surprises me that I like Peachy, but I really like Mexican Peachy. And that's, again, the whole pink-purple thing, it's not exactly the most creative color combination, but I like it.
The way they do it, it's just too cute.
I just like her bigger hearts. I like her hearts. Her hearts have more of that hand-drawn, instead of looking like they were stamped on, I like that they kind of almost look like a little girl kind of just drew a bunch of hearts because they're kind of variable sizes and the shapes aren't like all pristine heart, you know, the way, I mean, they're pretty pristine as they are, but I mean, compared to, say, U.S. Peachy where it's all just, you know, you can tell they're all just exactly the same. I like that touch. I like that little touch to it.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. And are we ready for the next gal?
Sure we are.
Oh, my God. Here we are. We talked about her an hour ago, and here we are. We're talking about her again. Yes, it is the one, the only, Miss Applejack.
Yay!
Yay.
And there's a little bit of interesting news about her.
Oh, yes. Let's go ahead and first up, she did have long, blondish, golden hair in one version. Yeah, with brighter, darker apples, darker leaves.
Right, her apples are more apple-colored, I guess you would say.
They're more like looking like apples, freckles, of course. But there is another version with bright red hair.
Which I can say I've never actually seen a picture of. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't exist. Pardon me while I chop up some, I'm just going to make some noise. Hang in there. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but I've just never been fortunate enough to see a picture of it before.
No. But I think Pony Genie's back.
Pony Genie!
Hola, peoples.
We were just talking about AJ, Mexican AJ, and the red-haired version that I guess Pep is still on the hunt for a picture of. And I was just mentioning how I'd never had the luxury of actually seeing a picture of her before with the red hair and was wondering if you had.
I have not. I would like to. It would be kind of cool.
But we are pretty much, if Pep's saying it's out there, we're saying it's out there. This is one of those things that I don't feel that I need to see with my own eyes to know that it's true. If she says it's true, it's true.
I would still like to see it, just like, you know, other things that people believe in, like, you know, UFOs,
right.
etc. stuff. I'm kind of like a visual
Chupacabra
person.
Chupacabra,
yeah, Bigfoot. I want to see it with my eyes. Like, that's all
red
well and good that you've seen them, but, you know, I would like to see. But
yeah, sure, I'd like to see it, too. I'm just saying, you know, of the possible sources, I would think that, I would think the sources.
Oh, definitely.
Maybe a little more reliable than some others.
Yeah, Milady Pep, she's reputable. So she says she's coming with a pick. There will be picks.
Yes, that's
bright
that's
red hair.
It.
I wonder if it's red like strawberry fair or is it red like
she says bright
marble?
Red, which makes me think. Well, you know what? Strawberry fair had two different. I thought she had two different red hairs. I actually at one point had two different strawberry fairs that had two different colored hair. One was like a neon reddish, more of a neon red pink, and one was a little more subdued. And in hindsight, I really should have just kept them both because it's just one of those things. But anyway, I tend to think
it's because here you are talking about it, and you don't have the ponies in your hand to back it up.
I know.
Every time you talk about it, it's always good to say, I still have the ponies, let me get them and show you them.
But I'm not going to lie.
No,
come
you're
on,
not going to lie.
So much, you know, I saw it as, oh, I have two. Let me sell one.
They're just very visual. It helps to see them side by side. People are interested in this stuff, you know?
Well, I'm sorry. I don't have a red-haired AJ, and I no longer have the two different colored strawberry fairs to compare possible color variations.
That's
in that
all right. Because we're really talking about AJ here, so.
It is about AJ. Let's not change the subject.
And what about her cousin? Did you talk about her fruity cousin yet?
No, no, we were about to talk about her next.
Oh, good. I'm glad I didn't miss that.
Up next is it's Miss Cherry's Jubilee.
Or in Espanol, Cereza's Jubileo.
And that's why she was hoping we didn't talk about her yet.
Because I know how to say it in Spanish. Yeah, exactly. Hey, I've got to have my 15 seconds of fame here. I'll be quiet now.
Oh, hey, you know what? Another thing, the AJ, I believe, also has the whole flat feet thing going on. So apparently this is a popular theme for these Mexican ponies that would normally even have the concave hooves. They're filling them in.
How weird. They took them all, they filled in the hooves, and they left nothing. No markage, nothing. Just flat, plain, blank.
And it seems also as we're getting along here, you know, the first set, you know, I guess Little Letty has now burnt to the ground and now Orokin has pretty much taken over. We're not seeing like four different variations of each pony. You know, now it looks like it's getting down to maybe two.
Yeah, you're right. With the original collector's pose, we kept talking about all four versions. There was four versions of everything. Now it seems like we're just down to one.
Yeah, or in a rare occasion, there might be two. But, yeah, they have streamlined for us.
They figured out where they're going with this, and they're rolling off the assembly line.
Oh, yes, they are. And this girl, she was peach with orange hair, green eyes, and her symbol is orange cherries with green stems. Don't think that's quite right.
Well, back to where the rainbow ends.
But I think it's pink hair, not,
peach with orange hair. I think that just depends on your color thing. It's really a pink hair. Like a pinky orange. Come on, think about CJ or think, you know. And it is that kind of strange color that can kind of hover between the two colors, depending on the lighting.
Yeah.
It's like a melon. It's like a melon color.
Yeah, melony. If it was a rose, it would be called Sonia.
It's Sonia colored.
It's Sonia colored. People are scratching their heads at that.
What? Yeah, there's three people in our listening area that actually know what the heck you're talking about.
Well, I'm addressing those three flower savvy people. Hello out there, mis flores, amigas.
There you go.
It complements the peach body very nicely. And you know what I love about her? The green eyes. The green eyes just win me all the way. You know, she's just pretty color coordinated. This is back when ponies were really basic. You didn't need to go crazy with their designs. Just simple things would do. Good old apples and dots and bows and cherries.
Yes, they kept it really simple back then. But they're about to get a little more interesting.
Oh, yes. Up next, we've got unicorns.
Ooh, so we have leapt into the world of magic.
Circle.
Sparkle.
Oh, my God, wait a minute.
You be Sparkle. All right.
You know what I've lost? I've got to reload little Ellie Cat's sad music since we haven't played it in a while. I guess Blog Talk thinks.
Okay, you can play it. You will be able to play it soon, okay? Because I will lament a missed auction or, well, you know, I'll let you play some sad music for me soon.
You
could have
played it when I said I lost my phone. That would have been a good time.
Oh, wait a minute. Missed the boat.
But you know what? Here's the thing. Blog Talk Radio evidently thinks, okay, you haven't used that in a while, so we're going to, like, dump it.
Oh. No.
So it's no longer on my phone.
That's what we get for being happy.
They purged your file for underusage, huh?
Yes.
Gosh. That's awful.
Does that mean that they purged the Greek music? The Milo and the Bouzouki? That's gone too?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Wow.
I mean, I can re-upload it, but I just have to find it on my computer.
It's saved in the archive. If somebody wants to play the old app where we were in Greece, they'll hear it.
Oh, yes.
But it would be nice to have those things around again. I can't believe you have to use them or lose them. That's pretty cheap there, BTR.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we are using it for free. Come on. Hello. We are using the free service.
Well, I guess you can't complain too much then.
No, we have no right to complain. We're using free service. We're stuck.
Free is free.
Exactly.
All right, well then, no sad music. Well, it's a good thing I'm not terribly, terribly sad for this country. So, a couple missed opportunities, but that's about it. I only have one representative from Mexico.
Up first is Miss Twilight, who is
Santa's favorite.
One of.
Well, we know Moon Dancer is your first love, but just the name alone.
Don't say the name.
It's all about you.
Hey, can we go to the pony room? It's like 10:30, and I need to go to the pony room.
Okay,
and I need
good.
Some sugar.
Yeah, let's do pony snacks in the pony room before we talk about all these unicorns and Pegasus and all this stuff.
Ooh,
I feel like we've done so much already today. We've talked about the show. We've actually talked about a whole set of Earth ponies. I need to chillax. I need my pony snacks. I need my pony room.
Let's
you know what else I'm going to do? I'm going to open up the sister set while doing all this. I'm, like, so going to multitask.
Oh. We're going to have a deboxing live on the air.
Yeah, we're going to have a deboxing and a pony snacking and a pony smelling room. And I think we just need to go there. And I'm going to run up the stairs with scissors, okay? It's going to be with scissors, people.
Speaking of ponies and pony sniffing, I took Diamond Dreams with me to work last week.
Do you guys play the pony music or not, lady?
Well, you're getting the pony snacks.
I'm at the base of the stairs waiting for my jam to start.
Well, I didn't know that. Oh, hold, here we go. All
right, look. Hey, let's at least let them said SOS. All right, are we ready?
Choo-choo-dee-doo.
You're losing your touch, Panda. Your timing is way off. Okay, I'm going to open the door now. Right, here we go. We have entered Oni Sanctuary. A good spin, a good measure. Okay, I am ready. All right, we've got pony snacks. Open up the pony snacks.
Oh, man, I got nothing but yellow, purple, and pink this week.
No,
oh, wow.
No green, no blue.
I have two green. Two
there
green and three hearts. The hearts and the green are my favorite, so this is a good pony week for me.
There you go.
Last week, Kitten unveiled the hidden secret that she doesn't like pony snacks anymore.
I know.
Now you have
was
to
that?
Eat them all yourself.
That's like sacrilege. I am so absolutely devastated. I can't believe she did that.
See what you've done, Kitten? You've devastated your mother. She admitted it on the air.
And you see, I actually had to, like,
her.
Forego asking her if she wanted snacks. It ripped my heart out. Because I knew. I knew she was just going to say, no, all this time I've just been pretending just to mess with you and get on the air. And
well,
it's all right.
If I could mediate and help heal your wound a little bit. You
always
still have encouraged honesty.
She still squeals about the new ponies, and she absolutely loves the new show, so
it's
we don't
really
have to worry
that
it's like, it's not a sign of the end of pony world for her or anything like that. She just, you know,
there are definitely worse things to be upset about than your daughter not liking a certain type of sugary candy.
She's not a sugar candy person. I mean, she'll get, like, Easter candy or something, and literally it gets thrown out. It, like, decorates the counter for, like, 3 months, and then it's gone. She has a thing for Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Score Bars. Anything else, she could care less about.
When she's 35 and still has her own teeth, you know, you can both be very thankful that she didn't get into My Little Pony snack.
Yeah, right? While I'm gumming them still.
Well, yeah.
Well, at least I can still eat the pony snacks.
By the way, I think mine are going stale. Do pony snacks have a shelf life?
Not that I'm aware of.
No.
Let's see.
I just tore open. Listen to me. You've been talking over me all night. The batch that I just opened up, they had a white powder on them. It was weird, and they had like stretch marks. Of, like, white powder lines. What's up with that? Are they laced with something?
Maybe it's just a non-caking agent, honey.
Oh. It was weird the way it was,
together.
Like, lines. It looked like they had been maybe heated and shrunk and stretched out again.
I do not think you need to be concerned, but do you still have the box? You can check for a date.
No. You know why? This might not be the right box for it, because I had two open boxes, and I dumped one into the other, so...
Yeah, but they all came from the same location, so the date
okay.
is probably the same.
Supposedly it's good till June 2011.
I think you're safe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A ways away.
Yeah, I think it was
the old box that I threw out, I don't know. I didn't actually throw it out. I used it for a trade. I sent away somebody to
contact that.
Put it in that box. Yeah, I can remember who it was.
I really just think it's the agents they put on there to try and keep them from sticking together and maybe
probably.
Just, you know, got more crinkled up than another. I don't think it's anything to concern
about.
Okay,
as long as it's just a friendly agent.
Yeah, no, I think it's something that's supposed to be there for whatever job it was supposed to do.
All right. I never had no white-coated cavalry pony snack before tonight. I thought it was a little worth commenting.
If it really freaks you out, just don't eat them. Pretend.
Well, you remember that Tylenol scare, don't you? Where they're putting cyanide.
Yeah. Okay. Now you got me freaked out. Don't eat the pony snacks.
It's all it takes is one maniac, you know.
Yeah. You know, seriously. Now if you eat them and something goes wrong, I'm like gonna have to carry this for the rest of my life. So you can't do it. Now you can't eat pony snacks.
No, you can't ban me for life from pony snacks.
Well, no, you can't eat the white powder-covered pony snacks.
Don't eat the white. What if I washed them off first? It's the same. Then can I eat
all
them?
All right, but now you're taking your life into your own hands, and I am now absolved of all guilt.
Oh, so next time I see you, you're going to make me sign a release, huh?
Hey,
from blame,
I'm thinking
from
it was safe.
Injuries encountered from eating pony snack tainted with God knows what.
That's right, and you're all going to have to sign a form before entering the pony room, you know, in
waiver.
Case something should fall off the wall, or if at a future date we find out that it's toxic and the inundation of fumes gives us all cancer. I mean, you know, we're all having these medical release forms now.
This is a good place where we can segue back into Mexico by talking about the lead warning involved with these particular ponies.
Hey,
seriously,
you know?
By no means should you ever put a Mexican My Little Pony in your mouth unless you really enjoy lead poisoning.
This is a dangerous country we're talking about here, okay?
If lead poisoning is a lifestyle that, you know, you would like to check out, by all means, suck on your Mexican My Little Ponies. But, yeah, these were made, like, before, I guess, people realized that, you know, heavy metals and ingesting was a bad idea.
Sorry. You know what? Baby Scootaloo is really hard to get out of the packaging.
You're messing around with Baby Scootaloo still? She's not
free
yet?
Let me tell you, this is a freaky, freaky child. All right.
They got Baby Jessica out of the well quicker than Scootaloo got free from that packaging.
Baby Scootaloo is free, as is her mom, which I don't know. What was the consensus on that? That she's like Cheery Lou, Mom Cheery Lou or something like that? Because
yeah, Mama Lou and
well, she has
Lou
Baby Cheery. Cheery Lee is also in there, but Cheery Lee and Scootaloo are apparently sisters.
Oh, no, they can't be. They don't.
Well, they
want.
Are, according to this.
Wow.
And so you have a symbol on Mom Scootaloo that is a, how confusing does it get? Wow. So it has a butterfly and a heart. And then it has, like, a green heart, the way you have, like, the green stuff on the Cheery Lee. I don't know. Completely strange, not really related, totally different colors. But the weird thing is Baby Scootaloo. All right, guys, Baby Scootaloo is just wrong on many, 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 many levels. First of all,
yeah,
Baby Scootaloo has no symbol. You know how, like, newborn cuties at least have, like, little symbol, like, on their diapies or something.
Yeah.
Baby Scootaloo has nothing. She's wearing a onesie that has no symbol or stamp or anything whatsoever to indicate that this is Baby Scootaloo.
You know, a pony without a symbol is like a pony without a name. A pony
it gets
without
weirder.
A meaning.
It gets weirder.
Weirder?
It gets weirder.
Weirder? How?
This pony has no mane. And she has no tail. She is a bald, tailless, strange little baby with no symbol.
Fetus.
She's a fetus. A very undeveloped fetus.
She's an embryonic pony.
I mean, you know, and if you put her body up against, like, the mom, Cheery Lou, you could conceptually see her kind of almost fitting in there. Now, granted, she'd take up all available space, but she could fit into that body, so to speak. It's just very weird. I don't get it.
Yeah, well, get them while you can, people, because these are discontinued.
And they weren't really mass. They weren't, like, really
now.
They weren't all over the place the way, like, a lot of the other ones were either. I mean,
oh, yeah.
So they weren't as made as many to begin with. They weren't as widely released. And it wasn't a huge line. The newborn cuties, I mean, I have, like, the whole line of newborn cuties, like, on, you saw the little space it took up. There's not a whole lot of them, so.
It's good you got it, because, you know, we'll probably all be killing each other in 5 or 10 years to get a hold of these things, even though, you know, they're no big shakes right now. It's going to be like those giant newborn G1s, you know, that go for so much.
Right.
Money.
I fully believe that.
They
because
even silly.
Even pony even Pony Guru had said, you know, having seen them at my house all set up, all cute and stuff, kind of makes you go, you know, they're kind of cute when they're all with their house and their moms and everything else. You know, they kind of grow on you a little bit. She's actually said, you know, I've considered wanting to get them just because they look kind of cute all together. It's like taboo. You don't want to admit to liking M&M, and you don't want to admit to liking newborn cuties. I mean, what are you going to do?
It's the museum effect, you know, when you see it as part of a greater collection and a grand display. Sure, you know, it's a completion kind of thing. Me, I'm not into the completion thing. I could never see myself having a set of those giant newborns with the pacifiers. And
well, I just like the cuteness of them. I find them cute.
You're a mom. You think baby anything is cute. I know how you moms are.
That's true. It is the mom thing, I guess. But hey, you know, I'm happy. I've got all my moms now. I've got weird embryonic, you know, Scootaloo. And life is good.
Life is good. I now move along.
I am now ready to go on to that other place in the pony world that is now embarking upon us. The anime ponies, if you're wondering what the hell I'm talking about.
Anime ponies?
My daughter calls them the anime ponies.
That's what she calls them? Why are they anime? The creator is not Japanese.
No, but to her, they remind her more of like an anime-ish style.
Oh, okay. So they're copying the anime style.
Yeah, not that they're... That's all it is. It's just to her, they just seem very anime-ish.
Pony Bird, say hello. I hear you.
Hi, Pony Bird.
You two are taking a trip to the pony bathroom with me because I'm going to be pulling out my contacts.
Okay, shoot. I was like, you know, we really didn't need to know.
Like, did you panic midway through that sentence, too, Luella?
Yeah, I did. I was like, oh, no, she did not just tell us.
Well, no, because I'm going to be turning on the water, so I figured I'd warn you guys.
Well, you know, I
turn
on the water all the time. I'd only would have been concerned if I'd heard a flush, okay? Didn't need to know anything unless it was a flush.
Well, you know, wow. I normally don't run out of water, so at least not during the show, but my contacts are really bothering me. They're more along the lines of saying, rip us out now, please.
And I didn't realize that you had to pull them out so much as sort of, like, swipe them out. But, like, you actually, like, stick your finger, like, you're pulling your eye and go,
yep.
Pull them out.
I actually like, do. I just...
They suck themselves onto your eye and need to be, like, removed? Or can't you just, like... Really? I thought if you just, like, squint too hard, they pop out of their own accord.
That's hard contacts. I've got soft contacts.
Okay. The soft contacts are the ones that are like jellyfish, right? And a hard contact is like a piece of glass in your eye.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, boy. Descriptions just really... really make all that sound pretty awful.
Having never worn them, I'm kind of fascinated by this.
Okay, the next convention you go to, I will go to the bathroom, wash my hands, and I will take out my contact for you.
Would you take your eyeball liner coating out for me? I would love to see it.
Guys, this is like really exciting. And guess what?
That's what you get, Panda, for announcing what you're going to do on the show. If you got to do something like that in the future, you don't want it to be a topic of the show, don't mention it. I'll do a whole 10-minute bit on your eyes.
the funniest thing is, I say, you know, I'm popping in my eyeballs and I'm popping out my eyeballs. When you
and
said
you
popping out
you
your eyeballs, that's exactly what I call it.
I think it's fascinating. You can have a conversation while you, like, poke around in your eye.
I mean, I could take my contact. I could take them out and put them in without a mirror.
Wow.
That's how useful I've gotten. Basically,
wow.
I'm just asking for the contact to come at my eyeball.
Talent. Now, have you ever gotten, like, any cool contacts? You know, like cat eyes or vampire eyes or all black ones or those anime ones that make your irises look huge?
Because I actually have to use them for vision purposes. I can't really have that.
They don't make them in, like, prescription strength?
They do, but do you want to know how much that would cost?
Oh, they'd be too expensive. Forget about it.
I don't know. It depends on how cool they are, you know?
Yeah. No, it would be cool.
$200 for a pair of contacts? That's the minimum. That's, like, the lowest.
But is this for the ones that you could take in and out and just, like, keep them forever and just wear them whenever you want? Hey, it might be worth it, you know, unless your eyes change every year.
They still expire.
Oh, well, then, shoot.
What do you mean they expire?
I thought it'd be like the hard ones. You can wear them forever.
The prescription ones, they do expire.
Really?
Why? Even the old-fashioned ones?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
You mean they expire like they go bad or expire like go get your eyes checked again?
No, they expire as in they go bad.
Wow. What are they made out of? They're made out of something organic?
The plastic, I guess, something about it just disintegrates over time. It's like a four-year, you have 4 years to wear them.
Oh, okay.
That's
and then
great.
After that, they get,
I don't know.
They get pony cancer?
I guess so, maybe. But, yeah, I've got my contacts actually have an expiration date on them. I think of 2011.
You are now listening to the My Little Pony Vision Hour with Pam,
yeah, right?
Little Alley Cat, Pair Red Roses. Thanks for tuning in.
Anything you ever wanted to know about?
About squishy contact lenses that we're afraid to ask.
Well, oh, my gosh, guys.
My glasses because I'm blind as a bat.
Guys, I stand corrected. There is one more newborn cutie that I'm going to need to get.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Which one?
Real?
It looks like I still need potty time with Star Song.
Oh, that's a winner.
I don't even know if this one's actually ever been made. I just, you know, the little brochures they give you when you open up these. This is a new brochure, too, because the backside of the brochure even says, watch for My Little Pony on TV later this fall. And it's got the images of, you know, Twilight Sparkle and AJ and Pinky and Rainbow Dash on the back and AJ's farm in the back and the whole thing. So this is like a really, really new brochure. And inside it's got like the newborn cuties and like the remote control Rainbow Dash car and the baking set with Sweetie Belle, you know. So it's all the absolute latest stuff that's in the stores. And when you get to the newborn cutie set section, it shows you, you know, like yet another nap time crib set, another feeding time high chair set, and that's nothing new. And it shows you the three sister sets, you know, with the moms or whatever. And then there's potty time with Star Song. And I'm like, I have never seen this before. And it looks like there's a little button you can press where it's actually going to make noise. And I'm freaking out. I got to get me some potty time with Star Song.
And sound effects.
Yes. I mean, because we all know that we already have potty sound effects with the nursery house, which I'm telling you, people, for no other reason alone, you need to get the nursery for the potty sound. But, wow. You know, it also has mermaids in here. Now, the mermaids were the biggest letdown for me ever, $40 castle. Keep it. Potty time.
Little Alley Cat, there's thanks for you from Miss Cadman about the pony anatomy lesson.
Oh. Well, I should also thank Miss G. I believe she's the one that sent me the email that said, hey, you can find this set online still. Get the credit card out. So just consider that my way of thanking you. It was reciprocal thanks.
Have you tried looking on Hasbro store, Hasbro.com or whatever, Hasbro shop?
Well, I'm about to go look now. I didn't even know there was a potty time. Holy cow. And who's that thing?
Party time said with like some kind of like posh.
Potty
you know,
time. Potty time with Star Song, did
potty
I say it was?
Potty darling.
Potty time. I'm wondering if that was one of those things they're like, you know, maybe we shouldn't do this. Maybe let's like kind of like it's gonna be one of those things that lives forever in the brochure, but you never see in the store. Let's see. They have gotten braver, so I could be wrong. Now, in the brochure, it's with all the other small ones, so it looks like it would be a teeny tiny thing, not one of those strange monstrosities that, you know, that you're supposed to sleep with, like a baby doll or anything.
I just look at these things as custom bait potential. I always, like, size up the shape and size and weight of the head and try to figure out how it would look on a stick.
Let me see what I can discover.
This particular subset of My Little Pony is not my favorite. But I have found uses for them.
Hey, yeah, you're talking about the strange monster. Those things were just, that was a failure on many levels. They shouldn't be.
Monstrous heads. Ponies should not have monstrous heads. They have Lilla's Pet Shop that quite nicely fills the big head, little body.
Yeah, pretty much.
You don't need to spread it to other toy lines, you know?
Yes, but you know, watching you decapitate the babies for the heads, I mean, that
Thank
just
you
was
for
so
not
perfect.
Calling it murder.
That was so worth the money I spent to get the babies.
Yeah, it bought you a front row seat for the carnage, didn't it?
Oh, yes. Every time you turn around, I came by with another victim.
Yeah, I made the round to that ballroom pretty good. I mean, you made the first round, and then right before they closed, I made two more trips around, and both times I came back with two candidates apiece. So I had quite the suitcase full of head bait when I left Kentucky. Can't wait till next year. I'll do it again. My current project involves four heads, so, you know, I'm just getting around to using them all now.
There you go.
I always have room for more heads, and I especially did like those, I'm trying to remember, Little Alley Cat, you're up on these new ones. The big babies, they had like fuzzy hair, you know, like fluffy hair. It was like a mohawk. You know the ones I'm talking about? Giant-headed baby ponies. Like so soft, they're sitting up. Pinkie Pie was one. I think there was a
Oh, the
bell.
Plushies, just the plushies?
Yeah, with the big, big heads. So
yes, there's
newborns?
New plushies
that
now
called?
That are in the G3 mold, or G3.5.
Yeah, they came with bottles and pacifiers and stuff.
Yeah,
those
there's a bunch
heads.
Of sort of like the Baby Alive of My Little Pony
yeah.
World or something.
Yeah. It's a new shape. They're not so pony, they're more like newborn cutie shaped heads. I've got a project, yeah, calls for a couple of them. So if you happen to see them at your Salvation Army for 50 cents, would you mind?
Yeah.
Pick it up for me.
You seem to have a never ending need for those, huh?
Hey man, it's not me. I am just the I'm the fountain. I'm not the spring in the ground. The demand comes from you people out there.
Hey, you know what else is pretty funky is the special hair perm Pinkie Pie, Twice as Fancy Pinkie Pie with the crazy curly hair for the G3s.
Oh, yeah, that wild green
That one's actually
curls.
Pretty cool. I just got that one, and I gotta say, she is pretty trippy. I'm digging her. I'm digging her. She's pretty funky looking.
No, she's got really wild, funky hair. Some people are calling it an afro. I disagree. It's not an
it's
afro.
Not
you
an
would
afro.
Have to comb and tease that sucker out to make it anything like an afro. It's just
right,
really
the,
tight
the
curls.
The curls are very
like,
nice, actually.
Like Little Orphan Annie, you know? Like curls like that, where they just...
Yeah, maybe you think it's a fro or something, but when you see it in person, I mean, a couple of her hairs kind of got a little fro-like, but like 99% of her hair is just really cute little tight curls like that. And I was like, wow, you are really pretty awesome, actually. So
yeah,
I was happy with her.
Some of the petites have little curls like that. I wouldn't call that afro, right?
Right, until the little girls get their hands on it.
Oh, once you tease and mutilate those curls, yeah, they frizz out like crazy.
And guess what, guys? There is no evidence of of potty time anywhere on the internet.
I'm looking too, and I can't find it. I'm on Hasbro Toy Shop, and if they don't have it, it probably don't exist.
I have a feeling it's going to be one of those things that made the cutting room floor.
It was probably prototyped, and then that was that. Let me search Star Song. You're sure positive it's Star Song and not some other pony?
It's the purple one.
All right, that's Star Song.
That's
Star
Song.
Tag, right?
I'm trying.
The peg is Star Song.
Sleep and Twinkle, Twist and Style,
yeah,
Cooking
yeah.
Party.
Hey, guys, you know, we've only got 5 more minutes.
Oh, wow, you know. Well, I guess we'll just have to be content with the fact that we did yet another little section of the Mexican ponies successfully. We didn't, I know you're probably heartbroken we didn't quite get to your favorite pony of all time.
But you know, this way, next week you get to start with your favorite pony, so you will be chomping at the bit to start Mexico next week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially seeing how we won't have a new episode of the show to talk about.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Oh, we need to talk. We may want to do something different next week, in all actuality. I have had certain contact with certain people that said next week would be a wonderful time for them to pay us a visit for a little interview. So we may want to discuss taking a break on our trip to Mexico.
Ooh. Okay, you need to tell me about that.
So if you're good for it, they're good for it. I'm good for it.
Well, we'll discuss it in email. How's that?
Sure, no problem. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot to mention that to you sooner, but this week was kind of crazy for me. But yeah. Way to give you like last minute notice. Oh yeah, by the way.
Oh, and thanks for sending the picture of the hat box. I forgot to say I did get to look at it. And yeah,
okay.
It's like a hat box turned on its side. Yep.
Yeah, and that's another weird thing though, is that they actually bothered to even release another set of the ponies right here before they're like taking the full changeover. So, and I didn't see anything in the brochure or otherwise that even mentioned that they were going to be releasing it in this way. So I actually was going to look on the boards and see if anybody had posted anything about finding it, and if not, I was going to make a post. Say, hey, look at this. This
oh,
is found.
Just the very fact that they called it the hat box tells me that they were rushing to get this out, clear out their whatever they have left kicking around.
Right.
Okay, let's make a special. Who's going to bid for it? Call all our main customers. Target's interested? Okay, tell them they can have it. Now we just need a name for it. The Sweetie Box of Jubilee.
Those giant big plastic container.
Oh, the giant big plastic container. No, let's just call it the hat box. Okay, send it to print.
Yeah.
Get it out of here. The new ones are already beating down the door.
Yeah, everyone's beating down the door for them new ones. Give us the new one. Give us the new one.
So thus the hat box was born.
Yes.
Yep. I guess I'm going to have to get on the boards and see what kind of information is out there and see if anybody knows anything about this potty time newborn cutie. And
I know just
gives us something to do for a week, at least for me, while I wait impatiently for the next installment of the new cartoon, which I absolutely love. Oh, and I do have to say, before we go, a huge on-the-air thank you to our resident guru who sent me a random act of pony kindness this week. She sent me one of those little German bully figures.
Bully.
The ladybug on it, the one that I said that I had, and then, like, I went frantically looking for it, and I couldn't find it and realized that it had left my home during the time of the Great Pony Purge. And I was just really, really upset because I was like, I never intended to sell it, and I was really bummed out. And it was one of those things that I could never find online or I kept missing or whatever. And it was so funny because that day that I received it, I actually had gone online to German eBay, and I was seeing if I could find one, and there wasn't one up. And I got a little package, and inside was my little, well, not mine, but the same one that I had, of the little German, West German bully figure with the ladybug on it. I was like, oh my gosh, I love you. You're so awesome.
What a great
totally made
friend.
My day. I know, because she's been crazy busy lately, and was kind of missing her, and it was just a really nice, sweet thing to get in the mail from her. Know that, you know, she still thinks of us all, even though she's been really busy lately. And I had to say thank you on the air, because, you know, should she get the time to actually hear this, I want her to know that we were thinking of her.
Aww. Yes, we are. But until next week, Pony bye-bye.
Same pony
bye-bye.
Pony channel. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Game Monos, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Is anybody going to say anything?
I was. Because Pony Genie's gone.
She left?
She left.
Wow. That was quick.
I know. She normally doesn't leave that quickly.
Well, you know, it's a lot of work doing the show.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, wait, please don't do that. Please,
wait a minute.
You're freaking
you.
No. Please, no, seriously, some things don't need to be on the air, Panda.
Miss Gadiman just forwarded me a link for what's coming in December.
All right, come on, link me, baby.
Oh my God.
Are you talking about all the different play sets that they have coming out?
I'm talking about this one set that's like a whole bunch of money that my mother would probably kill me.
I got my IM open. Link me so I know what the heck you're talking about. Oh, yeah. Should be. If this is what I think it is, I've already got this on my basket. Oh, yeah, no. Have you seen all the toys that they have?
No.
Oh, no. Here, let me give you the link that will make you pass out. Here, let me get to it.
Give me the link.
Because this is where I'm going, and I've got, like, a very full shopping cart right now.
Let me play seriously. I intend on actually buying these as they come out, so.
Well, here's the $200 that I was mentioning, that if I put everything in the shopping cart, of all the new stuff that's supposed to be coming out that you can pre-order right now, it's about $200 worth.
So
I just sent you a link to show you a whole bunch of it. Okay, again, Panda, the sound effects, really, we don't need them. It's too personal. Okay, thank you for listening to My Little Pony Talk. We all need some private time now.
Oh my God!
What did you think I was talking about? I was talking about the barn and the carriage. And what did you think I was referring to? Something that I was making up? No, I was talking about products I already saw.
I want that.
Yeah, the story pack series. I need the story pack with the. Yeah, obviously Applejack with her barn, and then they got one that has, like, Rarity with, like, looks like a little gumball, maybe baking rack thing, and another thing has, like, a little basket, and little, like, looks like Fluttershy has, like, a tree with a little canopy and a bunch of bird friends, and so, yeah, they got a whole bunch of cute little things going on here together as a playset. Oh, my gosh, Fluttershy's set has a little... Oh, my gosh, that's so cute. Fluttershy has the set with the tree, right, that has this little hammock, like, for, like, woodland baby, you know, to be cradled in. And then it looks like it's like a woodland nursery set because it's got, like, a little high chair made of, like, what looks like it was made out of tree bark or tree twigs or whatever put together. There's, like, a little baby bunny sitting in it. And then there's, like, this little tiny, like, acorn, like, wagon with, like, a little baby squirrel in it. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Fluttershy's pet is so stinking adorable.
And why are you seeing that one? All I'm seeing is Applejack's set.
All right. What did I link you? What was the link? Did it give you a link for a big list of the toys?
No.
All right. Let me relink you then.
Unless I'm
just go to the Big Bad Toy Store. Go to the BigBadToyStore.com.
Oh, there it is.
And
there
up in search, just put My Little Pony, and you'll see it. And it's the set of the Story Pack series, one set of two.
Oh, that is too cute.
And it comes with a set that's called Fluttershy's Animal Nursery Tree, and then Pinkie Pie and Sweetie Belle's Sweet Shop. And then you could pair that up with Applejack Barn and whatever other stuff they come out. They got Twilight Sparkle's Twinkling Balloon with Spike up there in there.
Oh,
and so you can see how a whole village is forming, right? And then, oh, yeah, and then, of course, you've got Rarity's Royal Gem Carriage.
Oh, dear Lord. I think when these come out, I swear to God, I'm going to be at the toy store. As I said, I'm going to be at the store the day after the episode airs, and it's going to be like, okay, is the new stuff out yet? Is it out yet?
Well, you see why I'm basically probably just going to pre-order everything so that I don't have to drive myself crazy trying to drive around to 20 different places and finding this. I'm just pre-order it all
thing.
And wait for it to show up.
Yeah, here's the good thing. Mondays and Tuesdays, during the normal work month, I don't start until 11 o'clock. So I've got that 2.5 hours after I drop my mother off at work. I could be at Walmart. I could be at Target and hit Toys R Us all before work.
Hey, I'm also wondering why this set is $70 in the Entertainment Earth link that she sent you. It says My Little Pony Story Feature Ponies Wave 1, but it's showing three ponies. What is it? Oh, because it's two of those, three of those, three of those. You don't need that many. You only need one.
Right.
So you wouldn't buy the pack that has that many.
Yeah.
There we go, and they got the other set. Hey, look, see, now I can do, like, price comparisons. All right, their set is $32, and let's see how much they want for the same set over here. Their set is $29.99. The other store is cheaper.
Dear Lord, I am going to go, like, completely. I'm loving, you know what I'm liking? I'm liking Princess Celestia, and it looks like she's a styling pony.
The styling pony, I believe, is Rarity. Oh, no, I see what you're saying. Yes, yes, yes. Never mind. I'm looking at Rarity. She also looks like a styling variety. But, yeah, I see what you're saying, because she has barrettes and she has hair.
Yeah.
And she looks like she has the wings that, that What's-Her-Face originally had. The very first Pegasus.
Star-catcher?
Starcatcher, there you go. Yeah, the very first Starcatcher had the same wings as Celestia, so it'll be interesting to see if she also has a wing change in her future. It looks like her bum has the button on there that you press to make the wings flap. But, yeah, there's no curling iron or anything like that, like, you know, pretend curling iron or anything to give her the curls in her hair. And let's hope she has more tail than that, because that's a little lame for a tail with everything else going on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm sure she'll be cool. I'm just excited. I'm excited that they'll be out at all.
I know. I cannot wait to hit the stores and see them in the stores, because I'll be standing there, like, in awe for a moment before I just start grabbing.
Yeah, it's a...
And my mother will be standing there kind of, like, shaking her head, kind of like, oh, dear Lord.
Ha, my question is if anybody's actually has experience with Big Bad Toy Store. Now, I've had experience with Entertainment Earth and always got my stuff with no problems. But I've never, I don't think I've ever ordered from Big Bad Toy Store.
I've never ordered from them. I've always stuck with Hasbro.com.
Entertainment Earth has been real good. I have no problems with them. But they're more expensive than Big Bad Toy Store, so I might have to try Big Bad Toy Store this time.
There you go.
At any rate, we have talked yet more. Oh, the barn is cute. Go sit there and look at the barn. They're really trying to streamline, I think. I'm hoping to come out with something larger in the playset department, like an actual building instead of what looks like a diorama. But, you know, right now, at least the start.
Yeah, they're just starting. You got to figure, they really haven't introduced too many large buildings in the show yet. So they've introduced little places, but not big places yet, really.
Oh, my gosh. What's going to happen when they actually have real play sets? What am I talking about? I'm going to have to find room for it.
I tell Tomcat to get out the power tools and start building on an addition to the pony room.
Yeah, I think we're just going to buy a new house.
Oh, well, the pony room's getting smaller, honey. I think we need to upgrade the house.
Oh, my. Well, on that lovely news, I suppose we should go.
Oh, yes. I do believe we should.
Okay. So. Well, good night, everybody.
Good night. Is that it? Are they gone? I do believe they are. Well, until next week, happy pony dreams to everyone. Good night.